You know what's exhausting? Businesses constantly screaming, we need more leads, more ads, more traffic, more clicks, more followers, more customers. Meanwhile, they're quietly ignoring the goldmine already sitting inside their business. Their existing customers. Honestly, some businesses chase new customers like contestants on a dating show, while completely neglecting the loyal people already standing there saying, hello, I literally bought from you three times. And today, we're unpacking one of the biggest mindset shifts in marketing, getting customers. Because most businesses think growth comes from constantly finding new people. But the smarter businesses, they grow by making existing customers come back. And once you understand this, marketing gets easier. Revenue becomes more predictable and growth stops feeling like survival mode every single month. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Now, let's be honest. Most businesses are obsessed with acquisition. I call this acquisition addiction. Everything becomes about new leads, new traffic, new campaigns, new customers. And yes, acquisition matters, but here's the dangerous part. Acquiring customers is expensive. And especially today, Meta costs are rising, Google competition increases, attention is getting harder and harder to win. Meanwhile, businesses are treating repeat customers like leftover salad nobody touched at a barbecue. Huge mistake. Because the easiest customer to sell to is someone who already trusts you. Let's simplify this. A first-time customer is uncertain. They're worried. Can I trust this business? Is the quality good? Will it be worth it? Will I regret buying this? A repeat customer already crossed that psychological bridge. That changes everything. Repeat customers convert faster, spend more, refer others, trust you more, and cost less to market to. And according to multiple global retail and customer retention studies, repeat customers can spend anywhere from 30% to 70% more over time than first-time buyers. And now that's enormous numbers. Yet many businesses still spend 90% of their energy chasing strangers and 10% nurturing existing customers. To me, that's simply backwards. Now, here's the brutal truth. Many businesses don't actually have a lead problem. They have a retention problem. Customers buy once and then they disappear. Not because the product was terrible, but usually because the follow-up was weak, the experience was forgettable, and communication stopped. The relationship building never actually happened. And businesses often treat the sale as the finish line. It's actually the starting line. Because if customers never return, you're constantly rebuilding revenue from zero every single month. And that's exhausting, right? Now, are you ready? Because this is where things get spicy. Repeat customers create marketing momentum. They don't just buy again. They become your best referrers, your brand advocates. They review and write. They are great social proof generators and they are awesome word of mouth marketers, meaning retention reduces future acquisition pressure. And this is how strong brands compound, not through endless advertising alone, through customer ecosystems. Think about the businesses you personally keep referring to. Your favorite cafe, your hairdresser, your gym, your favorite online brand. Why do you return? Because the experience might feel familiar. You trust them. The relationship feels easy. The emotional risk is gone. And that's the real goal of marketing, right? Not always attention, but trust strong enough to create that repeat behavior. The real problem here is businesses make repeat buying too hard. Now, this happens constantly. A customer buys once and then silence. No follow-up, no nurture, no reminder, no retention strategy. It's like going off on a fantastic first date and then never texting the person again. It's weird behaviour. The smartest businesses engineer repeat buying intentionally. They use email sequences, SMS, loyalty programs, VIP offers, memberships, educational content, community building, because customer retention is not luck. It's a system. And you know what's interesting? Most businesses think they need more customers all the time, when they often simply need better customer retention systems. Because constantly chasing new customers, it's expensive, stressful, and unpredictable. And honestly, this is one of the biggest things we help businesses with right here at the Marketing Factory. So whether you are a franchise network, a retail business, a healthcare provider, a service-based business, or a multi-location brand wanting more predictable revenue, we help businesses create customer journeys that turn one-time buyers into long-term loyal customers. Not random campaigns. Not post and pray marketing. Not constantly panicking about leads every month. Real retention systems. Real customer experience strategy. Real long-term growth frameworks. So if you're listening to this and thinking, honestly, we work so hard to get our customers and barely focus on keeping them, go ahead. Book that strategy call with me. It's right here in the show notes. Now, let's get back, because this next part, I'm going to explain why emotional memory is one of the most powerful business assets you can build. This is the thing that many businesses miss. Customers don't stay loyal because of logos, right? They stay loyal because of experiences. How you made them feel matters enormously. Fast service, friendly staff, consistency, ease, recognition, trust. These things, they create emotional memory. And emotional memory drives repeat behavior. And this is why some businesses survive despite mediocre advertising, because their experience is exceptional. Meanwhile, other businesses run amazing campaigns and lose customers immediately because the actual experience disappoints. Marketing gets people in the door. Experience determines whether they will ever come back. Now, let's talk business psychology for a second. Because businesses dependent entirely on new leads often operate in panic mode all the time. Every month feels uncertain. Every sales dip feels catastrophic. Every ad fluctuation creates anxiety. But businesses with strong repeat customer systems operate differently, because they've got that predictable revenue, they've got trust, returning buyers, referral momentum, and that changes leadership confidence massively. Retention creates stability, and stable businesses make smarter decisions. And the best businesses build habits. This is the real secret sauce. Think about Woolworths, Starbucks, Amazon, your local cafe. You don't consciously decide every time. The behaviour becomes automatic, and that's marketing mastery. The goal is not just getting chosen once. It's becoming part of a customer's routine, and businesses that achieve this become incredibly hard to replace. Now, here's where businesses should invest more energy. Better follow-up. Most businesses under-communicate after the sale. Loyalty systems. Repeat behaviour should be rewarded intentionally. Database marketing. Your customer database is an asset. Treat it like one. Personalisation. Customers want to feel recognised. All right. Community building. People stay where they feel connected. Consistent experience through trust grows through predictability. And these are the real growth levers. So if your business constantly feels like a lead generation treadmill, a monthly panic cycle, or a constant fight for attention, you probably don't need more customers. You need more repeat customers, because repeat customers lower acquisition pressure. They increase your profitability. You strengthen your referrals. Stabilize your revenue. God, we all love that. And they make growth dramatically easier. So here's the question I want every business owner listening to ask themselves today. What happens after someone buys from us? Do we intentionally build loyalty, or do we just move on to chasing the next stranger? Because the businesses that grow sustainably are not always the ones with the biggest audiences. They're the ones customers keep coming back to. And if you'd like help building customer retention systems, loyalty strategies, and repeat customer marketing frameworks that create long-term growth, send us a message. Because getting customers is important, but keeping them, that's where real business growth begins. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.